So what was true about e-learning back in 1994, it seems like a long time ago now, when you started the e-learning center, that you still believe holds true about e-learning today?
Okay, well, the one, for me, important thing about e-learning, in 1994, when the web was born, I realized the potential for education was that it held the potential for changing the way you do things. And this, unfortunately, hasn't really altogether been grasped, I think, in with e-learning. I think it's very much been about tools and not about doing things differently. And there's a fantastic quote by somebody called Thomas Welliber, which is, "The biggest obstacle to innovation is thinking it can be done in the old way." And I think this is true for e-learning, because in many cases it's about just using the technology to deliver training or an education or whatever in the old way. It's not about thinking about how you can do things differently. And there are a couple of analogies which I think are very good. And the first one is about when banking changed, they put the first ATM machine inside the bank, and that's just doing things the old way. It wasn't till they moved the ATMs outside the bank that banking had really changed. It changed everybody's view on how they could get money and so forth. And the second one is the fact that the early motion pictures were essentially stage plays on films. So they were all set on the stage. And it wasn't, again, until directors recognized or realized they could use a new medium in different ways that we saw films really offering a new experience to the viewer. And it's, to me, this is the same with e-learning. In many cases, it's just being used to automate the old ways of doing things, online courses and so forth. It really, to do things differently, it requires individuals to think about how the technology can be used to achieve things in a better way. So technique definitely does lag behind technology. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to change until learning designers, learning engineers, or whatever you want to call them, really understand that. And I think there are obviously many examples of where e-learning has really revolutionized particular organizations or parts of organizations. But in many cases, for me, I still see it as something that's just been used to sort of automate old ways of doing things. So that's something I've been going on about for 10 years, and I think it's still true today that e-learning does have the potential to change the way you do things, but I don't think that's fully recognized by everybody yet.